And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Maxa is too. In the studio with us, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Bart Hall is with us live from the Long Beach Convention Center. Getting ready for the big Fred Hall show. This is our annual show when we talk about the show. And can't wait. This Wednesday at the Long Beach Convention Center. And going to be fun, right, Bart?
Absolutely. I think it's going to be the most fun one ever. I'm really looking forward to it.
Welcome back, Bart. I guess it sounds like you're driving now.
Yeah, can you hear that?
Yes. Yes, we can. So, okay. Anyway.
Not for long. I'm about to pull back into the parking lot and I'll stop. So, we'll be long.
All right, very good. So, Rick, we're giving away opportunities for people to go to the show.
Yeah, how cool is that? I mean, obviously we're talking all the great stuff that Bart and Mike have been talking about before and all the great fun that we've had in years past. You know that this show is just going to be the best ever. Can't wait. And two lucky callers are each going to win a pair of tickets to get to go get in on that excitement at the Long Beach Fred Hall show. And if you want to get your chance to have those great tickets or your chance to talk to Bart or your chance to talk about the greatest place in the world, and that's Rancho Leonero, there's two ways that you can do that. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That one's all full right now, but there is a toll-free line open, and it's open right now. That's 877-792-1090. Again, one more time, 877-792-1090. Your chance to talk to John, your chance to talk to Barton, your chance to get in on winning one of two pairs of tickets given away to the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach.
There you go. And also, I want to mention, we already talked about it, Western Outdoor News this week has got the full show. It's kind of like the show program, right, Bart?
Yes, it is the show program. Well, the supplemental edition that is in Western Outdoor News is just that, a supplemental edition. There's also a program which has some different stuff in it, and we hand that out at the front entrances, both at the main entrance and on the Pine Street entrance. And then we do that for about the first hour, hand them out, and then they sit on the table there and you can take one. But they're great to have because the show's so big. If you try to figure it out on your own, you think you know where you're going, there's a lot of stuff that you're going to miss. So pick up that program. All the seminars are clearly marked. They're really big this year, and they'll tell you what's going on in a different location of everything.
Oh, wow. And you can also get it at fredhall.com, too, right?
Yes, fredhall.com. I think our website has improved dramatically over the last year, and everything's there that you want to see. You can even see our TV commercials from our different shows, and it's kind of fun.
Easy to navigate and such like that. That's fantastic. Well, that thing's like a book this weekend.
Yeah,
and like we talked about earlier, the great article that you wrote about Rancho Leonero, and there's a nice article that we Pat put in about our show and our live broadcast at the Hyatt Regency. And let's talk about that for a second. Once again, we'll be live next Saturday and Sunday from the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach. Bart, you'll be there both days for us, right?
Absolutely. I look forward to that. And I'm glad we're in the rotunda this year because it's
yes.
so light
yeah.
and airy down.
It's a great spot, and don't have to worry about any time change this year and such like that.
Sweet.
John Ireland comes down from his room. We all stay at the Hyatt because it makes life so much easier.
Yeah.
John comes down to his room, gives his live fishing report. So you want to meet John Ireland, come on Sunday to the broadcast. I've got a lot of prizes
yeah.
to give away. I got a lot of stuff to give away for those that come and attend, too. And Saturday, we're going to have Director Bonham from the DFW, so you can kind of ask him what's going on. I got some questions for him. I can guarantee you that. And then we're also going to have Seth from Kingfisher Charters.
That's always
there,
a favorite.
Which is really he's always a favorite. That's going to be a fun one. And then we're going to have Jeff Topp, who's the head guide at Katmai Lodge, is going to join us on Sunday on the show live. And then Josh from Mammoth Lakes is going to join us. I think I talked about that. That Mammoth Lakes booth is always such a great place. And the amount of snow, I was up there Thursday and Friday. The amount of snow that they have this year is mind-blowing. It's amazing. And I'm sure they have lots of photos of that at the booth. And Josh is going to talk about it on the show on Sunday and how good the potential for fishing is this summer, right?
Well, that's all changed too. One of the changes physically you'll notice when you walk into the show, you know, you enter through the sports arena, you go through all the boats, you go through Anglers Marine and Mercury in the center there, and you go past the Western Outdoor News booth and John Petty, the custom goldsmith. And then most people enter into the show just past where the glass doors are that look out onto the patio. And in the past, it's been a little different. But this year, Mammoth Lakes booth is right on the corner. All the 395 people are right there at the end. And then just to the left of that is the Mammoth Lakes Theater and also their giant trout where you can get a picture taken with this giant trout. It's really kind of fun. They have this beautiful ceramic trout that is taller than a person and a huge rod and reel, and it's a fun picture.
So they're going to be kind of as you walk out toward the trout pond in that area right there.
No, as you walk into the show. When you walk into the show and you've got Bill Boyce on your left and, you know, you got Vinny with the nuts on your right, you walk right in, and the first thing you're going to see is going to be the Mammoth Lakes booth, and just to the left of that is the Seminar Theater where it was last year, but also the giant trout.
Okay, all right, very good. That'll be fun. That'll be a good time. Hey, look who's here. Here's another guy that's going to be at the show, Benny Florentino. What's up, Ben?
Hey, Benny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. I just called to just talk a little bit about our super panel. We're going to have every day on the cousin stage, and I will be hosting.
Hey, Benny, we have a bad connection. Let's try and get another one, okay? Give us a call back, and we'll try and get a better connection there so we can, because that's important information that Benny has there. So let's go ahead and jump into the show in the phones.
You got it. Well, how about this time we talk to Troy, who's Connisham East Village morning. Good morning, Troy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. My question is, would I be able to go, and I've been hearing you all weekend talking about Fisherman's Landing Tackle, would I be able to bring a rod down to get wrapped, like to have the either the cork wrapped on the bottom on a deckhand style rod, or get the rope wrap on there for the reel seat and all that? Thanks, and see you there.
Definitely that is the type of thing that we do at the shop on a regular basis, as far as, you know, changing handles and things like that. And as far as delivering them to us at the show, I would say, one, can we make that happen? Probably. Is it the best place for it? Probably not. You know what?
But,
one of those kind of
things. Mike talked about that rod wrapping seminar, right, Bart?
Well, it's not just a seminar. We have a whole rod building depot. Wind Grips, you know, the number one grips in golf in the world, has jumped into the fishing industry, and they are sponsoring the rod building depot area. And you'll have a whole section of people over there building rods, custom rods, and it would be a great place to go get some ideas, if nothing else.
So are you going to be able to build your own rod there, or they're going to have people demonstrating building rods?
They're going to have people there building rods, giving seminars on building rods, showing you the different techniques, and you'll be able to sit in on seminars and stuff. And then Wind Grips has this special machine that they're unveiling at the show that makes re-wrapping and re-gripping a rod incredibly easy. It's kind of a revolutionary new machine in rod wrapping. So it's a great area to go to. I wouldn't bring my rod down there to do it.
No.
I would just go over there and see what they have to offer. You might find a rod there that you like better, or you might get some ideas on how to have it wrap or wrap it yourself.
I have an idea. We talked about it yesterday. Go to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth and buy one of those $25 blanks.
Right.
Did I hear that right? 25 bucks?
25.
Buy one of those $25 blanks. Take it over there and go ask one of the rod experts, what do I do with this? Maybe
they're probably wrapping for you right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the type of grip that he was talking about, whether it be cork tape or cord, is the perfect example of where a Wind Grip would take that place. I built two rods last year with those Wind Grips on them in place of a traditional cork tape style rod. I love it. I mean, that's not just saying it because we're talking about it. It's really,
cool,
really comfortable. I like them a lot.
Definitely. Hey, Benny Florentino is back. Go ahead. Continue, Benny.
Yeah, one, two. You guys got me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, super.
Good copy.
Hey, I just want to talk about that super panel. And, you know, again, Pete and Lyle did a great job over the years. But, you know, Corey Sandin and I put our heads together and go, what can we do different? So I suggested bringing some of the newer, young, upcoming, or guys that have established themselves in the inshore, offshore calico bass to include Corey Sandin of MC Swim Baits, After the Boot and the War Baits, Randy Spicer and Justin Hugron of Kicker Jigs, Captain Justin Reynolds of The Bite Shimano, Captain Jimmy Decker of Penn Berkeley, and, of course, my son Matt Florentino of AFCO, all talking about, you know, tactics, techniques, lures, small boat fishing, party boat fishing, you name it. We have a good mix of tenured and young guys talking about inshore fishing. To boot, every day we're going to be just, you know, handing out some product for the young guys, especially. The focus is about the young anglers. And at the very end of this, the show on Sunday, every day you attend the seminar, you'll be able to put your name in, and we're going to draw two half-day trips, one with both myself and a couple of the guys on the panel, and the other with Justin Reynolds and a couple of the guys on the panel to go half-day fishing calico bass.
Wow, that sounds
Dude,
so much fun.
Benny, get out of here.
So what day is that going to be?
That'll be every day, Wednesday through Sunday. I believe Sunday's at 3:30, but every day it'll be 4:30. And, you know, you'll be seeing some of the latest, especially the new Tranks, the 300, the 400. I'll be in Shimano Wednesday and Thursday, and you could ask me any question about the Tranks. I've had it in my hands for about a year and a half, so hopefully I have every answer for you about the new Tranks. And then I will be in Maui Gym on Friday, so we can take a look at those new blue lenses.
Yeah, Hawaii
blue. The blue Hawaiis. Love those
blue Hawaii lenses.
Oh,
yep.
Man,
and then
I just love
Saturday,
that.
I'll be in the Ranger booth at Angler's Marine talking about the new 2350s, the 2310s, and I'll have the rods with me. I'll have the two outfits, the 300 and a 400. So anywhere I'll be, you'll be able to still ask me questions about the new Shimano reel.
You're a busy guy.
Yeah, you are.
Man. You're a busy guy.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. We're going to look forward to seeing you at the show.
Right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
See you, Benny.
Let's appreciate that.
All right. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's biting on the water. It is time for our FishDope.com report, sponsored with our man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. And it's brought to you by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you everywhere you go, on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information. Or better yet, you can see them in their booth for special pricing at the Fred Hall Show.
And he's always got a special deal, and to teach you the intricacies of Terrafin at the Terrafin booth.
And I just can't stress enough the benefit of having that Terrafin mobile. If you've got a tablet, if you're an iPad or a tablet guy, putting that chart on your tablet and then bringing it with you is just it's killer.
It's unbelievable for sure. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, guys. Good morning.
What's up, Dave?
We can talk about fishing, but there's really not much going on. It was the coldest water I've seen in 4 years yesterday. We had 54.5 degrees on the water yesterday. So I wasn't able to put together anything yesterday for my clients. We fished all those spots. We've been catching the bass, and there's just not much happening. But the big news is what's going on next week, Wednesday, the opening of the Fred Hall Show. I will be there doing a seminar every day at 2:45. The first 3 days, me and Todd Manser will be talking about yellowtail fishing on private boats or on the sport boats, either one. We got that covered. Then we'll be speaking in the afternoon, 7:15. And we'll be talking about small boat fishing on your private boat, tactics for catching more bluefin tuna this year. So we'll be at that show every single day. Also, during the day, I'll be in the Promar booth helping Ben out over there, and I'll be bouncing back over to the Akuma booth throughout the day.
Very nice.
We have all kinds of show traditions that Doug and I always talk about, of, you know, driving up and this and getting ready. And one of those traditions that I see every year is always Dave Hansen is in that booth, and we get in there early. You know, we're getting there early, early. We get in line super early, and Dave is always in there setting carpet, moving things around. Dave is a team player for sure, and it's definitely one of the traditions to see you every Monday morning during the setup, Dave.
Well, thank you, Rick. Yeah, we try to get there super early, beat everybody in there, and I usually have the carpet down right about the time you go to turn your truck on my carpet.
Yeah, it's about perfect timing, exactly.
Perfect timing. Yeah,
see you then, Dave.
Of course, Danny and the gang from fishdope.com will be there. Jason, the whole gang from fishdope.com will be there, and they'll have a show special. But you can always use the real show special, and that's the hookup discount. Hookup Now, lowercase, no space, Hookup Now, saves you $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com. So you can almost, like, talk to Dave every day about what he's doing and what he's catching, because you talk to Danny virtually every day when the fish are biting, right?
I talk to him every day, even if they're not biting. I just want to make sure everybody knows exactly what's going on all the time.
Perfect. Thanks, all right, Dave. Well, we'll see you at the show.
Yeah, I'll see you guys at the show. I can't wait. It's going to be exciting. There should be a lot of people there this year.
All right.
So make sure you go by the Bloody Decks booth, too, because they got brand new apparel. They put together some beautiful designs this year, so you got to go check out the new shirts, guys.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And go visit their newest employee, Dallas, too, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, thanks a lot for that. We'll see you at the show.
All right, guys, I'll see you at the show.
All right, very good.
Speaking of Dallas, I have a question that I was just texted I need to ask John. And so my girlfriend went to the ranch, fell in love with it, and wants to go back this year, but is really set on wanting to catch a sailfish. And I know that that's not a particular time of year and almost not even the most targeted fish down there, but if you had to give us a suggestion of best time to come down in hopes of trolling up a sailfish, John, when do you think that would be?
Later on in the year.
Okay.
You know, they're when the water warms.
Okay.
When the
July, August, September.
Yeah, when the water goes over 80.
Okay.
So certainly any time from July on. And a lot of times we'll catch as many sails as we will stripers or blues. Last year was a strange year. We caught actually more blues than stripers and sails combined last year. Yeah,
last year was weird. The last few years.
No real giant fish. There are like 200 to 300 pounders, but gosh, there were bunches of them.
Yeah.
And but sailfish normally when the blues start coming, you see more.
Okay.
More, and you can catch them any time of year, like you say. But they're certainly more
most predominant in hot water.
80-degree water and over. They like the warmer water.
What I like about sailfish is, number one, the Pacific sailfish are big.
Yeah.
You know, nine feet long and, you know, 120 pounds.
We get some
like
good, yeah. Some
but
over
the visuality of us catching sailfish.
Man.
You know, see that big sail coming after the bait, and, you know, you tease them in, and they, you can watch them eat. It's so much fun. And then the best part is that they're relatively easy to land. And then you can let them go and catch another one.
Yeah.
They're not like pulling on a marlin for 2 hours or something like that.
They seem to survive better in the water.
They seem to survive better on the release, too, because they come in so quick.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, you can pull them right in. They don't fight anything like the striped marlin. Which is a good thing. But the photos, I mean, with that
beautiful.
Sail,
the photos are amazing. Bart, what's your favorite fish to catch at the ranch?
Large rooster fish.
Yeah.
Like, how large is a large rooster fish in your eyes?
Well, anything over 25 pounds is getting there, but I really want the 50 pounders.
Okay. All right.
And we got
what we do is go out and, you know, troll with mullet and hope for the best. I got a nice one last year, about 35 pounds. It was pretty kind of was fun. And, you know, and I will fish rooster fish until I get one that I like, and then I'll go do other stuff. But my main goal when I go down there is to catch rooster fish, and so that's what I do. I want to go out and get one, and you know, and then I'll move on to other things. And last year, and you can see in that article, you know, we caught so many fish during the day, and bigger fish too. We were kind of wiped out, but we didn't have anything for dinner, so we decided, well, let's go down and fish, you know, off the lighthouse there. And so we did, and we caught a bunch of really big triggerfish and cabrilla and a whole bunch of stuff, but a lot of triggerfish. So we brought them back, and we were going to have ceviche, but we had way too much for ceviche. So we said to the cooks, well, can you make this another way? Oh, yes, sure. So they grilled some of it over mesquite, and they cooked the other stuff in garlic and butter. Oh, my God.
Oh, cool.
It's my new favorite fish. As a matter of fact, my son Travis says there should be a triggerfish flag.
It's really
the Bullet Fly triggerfish, because it is so good to eat. Oh my God!
That's a hit. That is true, Bart. And you know the only problem is it's hard enough to get a big enough fish to where you can get a fillet big enough to barbecue. That's why they get ceviche so much. But when you get into those larger trigger fish, unreal.
Yeah.
I'm sure, you know, there used to be a native village right where the ranch was. I'm sure they lived off the trigger fish. There's so many in Miranda. When you're diving, you've been out there, they follow you around. They're a little creepy, you know, because you're
looking
20
at you.
Or 30 right behind you waiting to see if you spear something or something. They can take
sure.
off you.
Yeah, hey, you know, one other thing happening at the show too, John and Bart, is the CCA booth. And you joined CCA, Coastal Conservation Association of California, which is something everybody that listens to the show, I certainly hope you're a member, and if not, renew or join at the show. You get in free, right, Bart? And our friend Luke, or one of our listeners, reminded Rick and I that not only do you get into the show for free, but you get to go in a special VIP line, right, Bart?
Well, you do, but even more than that, they give you a booklet. It costs you $50 to do this package, okay? They give you a booklet. That booklet is worth potentially thousands of dollars because you're entered into a bunch of raffles, plus you get a bunch of coupons, good as cash coupons. So as soon as you do that, you've made money on this deal.
Yeah.
To not do this is crazy. You get the show for free, you get good sailor's cash coupons, and you're entered into some fabulous drawings for tackle and trips.
And just
so, yeah.
I was saying, just like Luke was saying, you know, I mean, there clearly are some crazy, you know, lost leader type deals that happen in the show. We've been mentioning them all week over, you know, both the Fisherman's Landing and Turner's and Dana. There's so many killer deals, and if you want to make sure that you're one of the first to get in on it, slide on in line before everybody else.
Yeah, you get in before everybody else.
This is where I have to interject. I buy wholesale, right, for the hotel. I buy lots of stuff and everything. I can go to that show and get better deals at the show that I can get from wholesalers, especially the first couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No,
you buy all the rental rods for the ranch and everything like
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome deals at the show.
Here's another guy that's going to be a part of the show, Sandro from Tuna.com and the Wicked Tuna Show. Good morning, Sandro.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, excited to have you out here at the Long Beach, and you're going to be in the Maui Jim Dana Landing booth, right?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah,
awesome.
Warm weather.
That's cool. Yeah, I'll bet. It's a little cold there in New England right now, huh?
Actually, it's surprisingly warm the last few days, so it's not so bad.
Oh, okay.
But that's going to cool off when I leave to go over there, so good timing.
So your timing's right.
So you're going to, now, Sandro, are you going to be doing any seminars, or you're going to just basically be talking about giant bluefin tuna on the East Coast and the show Wicked Tuna?
No, I don't know of any seminars as of now. But just going there to hang out and represent one of my spots.
Yeah, great. And, of course, you're going to be down.
Have a good time.
Yeah, have a good. It is a good time, too. This will be your first time at the show, right?
No, I went there a couple years ago.
Okay.
And, for CUDA there, CUDA Knives, CUDA brand.
Ah,
nice.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
yeah, that was good.
It's an incredible show. And then, of course, this will actually be your first time after this phone call, actually, that you're going to be live at our live broadcast on Saturday morning down at the Hyatt Regency right there. So
we'll look
forward to meeting you. And you can if you come to that live broadcast, you can meet Sandro in person. Or you can just go to the Maui Jim booth at the Dana Landing display there at Fred Hall Long Beach and meet Sandro, buy a new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. And if you join CCA and you buy a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses and a Let's Talk Hookup t-shirt or hat, you get that $40 custom limited edition angle tumbler too. So that's another cool deal there. So what's your favorite pair of Maui Jim, Sandro?
I wear I can't think of the names right now. I wear Spartan Reef.
Okay, Spartan Reef,
nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Have you tried the new Blue Hawaii lens?
I did. I actually got sent a pair, and they're nice. I'm glad they're going to the blue lenses.
Yeah,
that's
like
a cool
too.
Pair of glasses.
They're really
cool.
So you can outfit. Sandro can kind of dial you in on a pair of Maui Jims with Maui Mikey there. And right there at the Dana Landing booth, Maui Jim booth. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you this
week. Yeah, I'm excited.
Are you going to be there Wednesday through Saturday, right?
No, I'll be there on Friday, Saturday. I might be in there a little bit Thursday.
Okay.
I get in there Thursday.
Okay. So
hopefully not too jet-lagged.
Okay, Roger. Yeah, so we'll see. Of course, it's earlier here, so you'd be ready to party, right?
Yeah, right.
So definitely Friday, Saturday in the Maui Gym booth.
Yep.
At the Fred Hall Long Beach.
That's gonna be fun, Sandro.
All right, Sandro. Thanks for joining us this morning. I look forward to having you on the show on Saturday morning at the Hyatt Regency.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great times. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807. Showtime is the best time to buy your next boat, and Inland Boat Center is ready to put you into the right boat today. They've been around 36 years and have something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. If you purchase a boat during Showtime, there will be factory incentives. In fact, all new Defiance and Arima boats are eligible for a free electronics package, as well as special financing towards the purchase of any new Defiance or Arima, making those payments very affordable. Please see sales personnel for details. In addition, get 2 years added to your factory warranty on Yamaha and Mercury outboards, plus Honda outboard incentives. So time to trade in that old boat at Inland Boat Center and get the Defiance or Arima boat you really want at a super show deal from Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check inlandboatcenter.com and come see them at the Fred Hall shows.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to what Southern California's own Captain Pete Grosbeck says. He says, "We're very impressed with the whole operation of the Seakeeper. We live bait a lot. We go slow, which puts us in the trough. And now basically there is no trough." Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, the gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post, bringing installation down to a mere 2 days. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Everyone knows that owner hooks are the best. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has a huge selection of owner hooks at the show and at the best price. Plus, buy $50 worth of owner and receive a t-shirt or hat free. That's owner and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
For East Cape Fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
What the clam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, we have the lovely Pamela Bensimon on the line from the Rancho Leonero booking office. Good morning, Pamela.
Hi, Pam.
Good morning, everybody. How are you today?
Hey, doing terrific. Terrific. Now, we're going to be able to see you in the Rancho Leonero booth at Long Beach,
absolutely.
Bakersfield, and Del Mar, right?
Absolutely. Phil and I are looking forward to it. It's going to be a great couple of great shows. I called in this morning because I wanted to talk a little bit about our tournament down there.
Yeah, the Let's Talk Hookup tournament.
In June. We have quite a few rooms available still. Some ocean view bungalows, garden view bungalows, a couple standard rooms. We've got space on either side of the dates, June 3rd and 7th, if you wanted to extend your stay. And I'll be available to book those rooms at any of the shows this year.
Fantastic. It's always a good time. Of course, Sport Fishing Financial and Statewide Stripes throw in $1,000 cash for the largest Wahoo, Dorado, or tuna there. So there's, and it doesn't cost a penny to enter our tournament. And how much fun is it, that annual camaraderie we have at that tournament, Pam?
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great time. It's such a good time.
Another thing I wanted to mention is that we'll be promoting our summer show special that runs August 14th to September 14th. So just come to the booth and talk to Phil and I or John or any of us in the booth, and we'll give you some more information about that.
Yeah, we might mention that show special is by far the best deal we offer all year long.
Yeah, what deal is
that? It's only during the show. Well, Pam can give you the numbers, but it's by far our biggest discount. And it's only during show season. Once the end of March rolls around, you won't be able to book it. But
exactly.
It's a real opportunity. We call it show special, but by far and away our most reasonable rates.
Might be the best time to come down and get that sailfish.
Yeah, and it is that sailfish time as
For sure. Cool.
Well, great, Pamela. We'll see you in the Rancho Leonero booth.
Thank you, Pam.
Let's Talk Hookup tournament. It's going to be a fun time. You don't want to miss out.
No, it's Plus, the funnest group of people.
And it's a fun tournament. You don't pay a penny to get in, and John gives away a trip to return to defend your title the next year.
I sure do.
And we have $1,000 cash and a lot of other great prizes. It's fun. Too much fun.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Pam. We'll see you at the show on Wednesday.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
All right. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
Well, jam-packed they definitely are. Let's talk to Jim, who's calling us from National City. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Jim.
Doing as always. Couple of things. First, I'm totally embarrassed. I've never been to the ranch, especially living so close to the border. I can get on that airline, speed down there. But anyway, that being said, I'm just embarrassed about that. But the other thing I need to talk about is how Rick took care of me. I had five rods, five reels stolen out of my front yard here about 2 weeks ago. And I went down to Fisherman's Landing, and Rick just put me together, itemized everything for me for my replacement rods and reels, $5,400. Everything was just perfect. When I submitted it to the insurance company, they checked it out, and there was no problem. And I just got to thank not only Rick, but Doug, Pat, all those guys in that shop there at Fisherman's Landing. Thanks again, Rick. And I got my check yesterday after listening to your guys' show. And so I guess I'll be at Fred Hall.
Spend that check at Fred Hall. You're going to extend it out. You'll probably get so many good deals, you'll get an extra rig. Well, it's our pleasure, Jim. Glad it worked out for you.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about we jump right back into him? This time we'll talk to Bob, calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Bob.
Can't wait for Wednesday. Got a question for Bart. I tuned in a little bit late at 8 o'clock, but I wanted to find out if they were going to have the fly casting there again. I really want to try to learn some new techniques there as far as the casting is concerned.
Well, yes, we will have. And the International Federation of Fly Fishers Southwest Council will be helping you to learn how to cast. And it's on the walkway on the patio out there. There's a pond. It's outdoors. You have to step outside to do it. They love to teach you to cast. It's a great thing. And we're gonna have people teach you to cast at every show. Del Mar, of course, and at Bakersfield. But yeah, they like that. And you know, Guy Jeans is there on the 100 row, and he'll be able to help you. And you can even go see Gary Gunsley. He'll be helping out in the Bishop booth down there. And those guys they'd love to talk to you about learning how to fly cats and learn how to fly fish, because they'll put you on the fish as well.
You know, that's one of the great things that happens at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. And Del Mar, too, there's a lot of, you know, you get Frank out there teaching you how to cast.
Yep, absolutely.
If you want to learn to fly cast, you want to learn something about fly fishing, both those shows are perfect for that. And you've hooked a lot of people up on the fly fishing, right?
Thank you, Pete. I did not mention Frank. Frank is the best fly casting teacher on the planet.
Yes,
so
I agree.
His and her fly shop, go see Frank over there. He can teach you how to fly cast in about 90 seconds. You know, a lot of guys make it a little bit harder. He makes it so easy. He understands it. Go see Frank. He's the best.
And where is Frank?
Frank is in the His and Her Fly booth, and he'll take you right out to the pond, both at Long Beach and Del Mar, right?
Yeah. And look in the show program for His and Her Fly Shop. Frank is absolutely the best.
And very approachable, too.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Goofy. He's a goofy guy.
Yeah. He's a great guy. You know, the other thing, too, while we're on the subject, thanks a lot for the call, by the way. Appreciate that. While on the subject of fly fishing, Rancho Llanero has kind of become, because of the nature of where you are and the great Super Ponga fleet that you have at Rancho Llanero, it's become kind of the fly fishing mecca, right?
Yeah, I think we have. We not just fly fishing, light line fishing, inshore fishing. We send out more boats. We fish more boats inside than our competitors do, for sure, and specialize in it. We have a larger Ponga fleet now. We've got 11 Super Pongas now, and those will work especially well for the fly fishermen. We also fly fish from the beach, as you know. Gary Barnes-Webb has run both you and Bart up and down the beach and caught some pig fish.
And Jeff DeBrown's running up down that beach every day, knows how to put people on a rooster fish on the fly.
Yeah, it's just the difference between Cabo San Lucas and the East Cape is we're on the lee.
Yeah.
It's like a lake in front of us, and you can really access the inside inshore fishery like you can over in Cabo.
Yeah.
So if you want to fish, you know, for the big bass and rooster fish and everything else, all the different bottom species, East Cape is definitely the spot to go. And we do specialize in it, and fly fishing as well. All of our captains are great fly fishermen, and they know how to position the boat and put you in. We also make sure that we have plenty of squid. It's been tough to get sardine off and on, and hopefully this year, with everything getting back to normal, we'll get some more sardine.
Yeah.
But we have squid. We we're the only hotel that year-round has squid that you can chunk, and that really helps with the fly, getting the fish up and bite.
That's cool. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Lou? He's calling us from Fullerton this morning. Hi, Lou. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Pete, Ricky, John, Bart.
What up, Lou?
If you're listening out there. Hey, I get to see the Control Chaos yearly for umpteen years, and it's always fun. And Mike talked about the growing capacity or the amount of people that have come in or the vendors. And we get, the organization I work for, we get the maps for all the shows. And for the last 5 or 6 years, it has grown exponentially. It's really gotten big, and it's a lot bigger this year. One more thing before I leave, and I'll let you make your comments. Dave Hansen, him and I have worked side by side for the last 19, 18 years, and I've stopped him sometimes from putting down carpet, and that's how our relationship started.
it's hard to stop Dave doing anything.
Off air.
Look forward to it, Lou, and I'll look forward to seeing you dropping phone lines when we get in there on Tuesday.
You know what? I might be upstairs there on the catwalks watching all you guys get in there and fight for space. It's going to be fun.
We'll shoot some rubber bands down at us.
Thanks a lot.
See you, Lou.
Appreciate the call this morning. Let's jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Ray, calling us from Oceanside. Hi, Ray. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call.
Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Ray.
First of all, I'd like to make a personal note to Bart. I've been a fisherman. My wife, I had a skipjack, a 24, full of trunks, everything, and she wouldn't. For years, I'd go to the Fred Hall show, and finally I convinced her to go with the, my three sons. And, Bart, I want to thank you because not only in one of the parts I think is not being heard here is how family-oriented that they set that up for. It changed the dynamics of my life with my wife going on my boat for 2 days up to the islands and stuff. It absolutely. And it, you're not only for the vendors and stuff, but family, the orient, you know, I can't, there's no words to describe. My wife was, when we walked in, she was just blown away. And before we left, because she had already closed, she could not wait. And she goes, wait, I'm taking my time off from work.
That's
We're going
cool.
again. And the rest is history.
Oh,
but
that's
on
so
a
cool.
personal note, the family oriented, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very
hey,
much.
I really appreciate that call. Let me tell you something. All of us who work in this business, the Fred Hall shows, we're passionate about fishing. We're passionate about hunting too, and being outdoors. We're worried that it's going to go away. We're worried that young people aren't going to enjoy it the way we enjoy it. We really take it seriously. So we work very hard to make sure that families come and that families have a good time. And that's why we have the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fishery Crab Pot and the Progressive Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show and the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs and the casting in by kids casting by fishing in the city and the Great American Duck Races and the stuff on the lagoon and we really take it seriously. It's not just that stuff costs a lot of money. We don't really see that back because we let kids in for free, but we want them to come and enjoy themselves and have a good time. And we really believe in the investment in making it a family experience.
Absolutely.
And kids are free, too. That's the other thing.
And you know what, Bart?
One
of my favorite is the duck races. I love the duck races.
That's cool.
You got it.
And another recommendation is for people coming to join the CCA. I mean, we got to keep our waters open for us.
Yep, you bet. Ray, good messages.
Great call,
thanks
Ray.
A lot. We'll see you at the show. Bart, any closing thoughts on another thing that people need to see at the show? It's hard to believe that we're on the cusp here. We're right there on the cusp of Long Beach Fred Hall starting at 1 o'clock on Wednesday, this Wednesday.
Well, I would suggest you get your show program, your Western Outdoor News show program, as soon as you come in. And I would look at the seminar schedule. Mike Lum and I work together to put these together. He does the majority of them. But we put together some pretty amazing seminars, and you need to see it. There's a lot of information out there. There's some great stuff to do. More boats than we've ever had. This is the best Fred Hall boat show in history. You take your time, go around, have your kids run around on the boats. They love to do that.
Bart, can I stop you? Just one sec. Custler Yachts represents Regulator Boats, and this will be the first time the Regulator, that incredible Regulator, will be up in Long Beach, right?
It is. Now they got in late, so they're over by the Cousin Seminar stage.
Okay.
So if you want to see that Regulator boat, go over by the Cousin Seminar stage. They're right behind the Oak Tree gun display. That's the other thing. Oak Tree's got a fantastic display this year. They got an elephant in there. Our hunting section is developing quite nicely, and we're very proud of that. So there's just so much to see and do. You got to kind of get to organize yourself when you get in. Of course, there's great deals. You know, there's great deals at Fisherman's Landing. There's great deals at Turner's. You know, Fisherman's Landing sitting there, I know they have deals with Cousins and with Costa and with Accurate and Daiwa and Shimano, and they're all right around where they are. Fisherman's Landing is sitting right in the center of the action. So it's just to pick out one thing, Pete, is so hard for me because I see it as this giant mosaic, you know, and I don't want you to miss anything. Like Mike said earlier, walk up to the top of the room. Walk all the way to the right. Go outside in the patio. Stop at John Petty and look at his custom jewelry. You know, your wives will love that. They'll love you for buying something from
them. Yeah, no doubt about it, Bard. No doubt about it.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hunt. We're going to find out who's going to that Fred Hall show. We're giving away 2 tickets. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter-day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half-day, three-quarter-day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. If it's Shimano you are after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the largest selection in the show. Talica, Trinidad, Twin Power, Torium, Terramar, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and more. That's Shimano and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Yamaha's Choose Reliability sales event is on. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and receive either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends March 31st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winners, 2 tickets going to the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. We're going to Troy in East Vail and TJ in Lemon Grove. Guys, congratulations. You're going to have a great time at the show for all the reasons we've been talking about for the last several weeks.
We'll see you there. Maybe Ricky will make a token appearance in the Let's Talk Hookup booth.
I see it every time on my way from the shop to the bathroom and back and forth.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you're a little busy over at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle
Booth.
Rick's
easy to find.
John Ireland's easy to find, too, right behind the Let's Talk Hookup booth.
I am, and I'll be there every day.
Every day.
Partnering up.
Fantastic, and that's going to be fantastic. In the meantime, if somebody wants to go to Rancho Leonero, how do we find you?
Thank you, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252. 646 Baja or RanchoLanero.com.
And Bart, if somebody wants to come to the show in Long Beach, give us the details.
Well, we open Wednesday through Friday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We close at 9 o'clock at night. Saturday is 10 to 8:30, and Sunday is 10 to 7. It's going to be great. It's going to be, come on, get in line, enjoy being in line. There's going to be boats and stuff to see outside while you're waiting around to get into the show, and make sure you enjoy yourself. Come and have a good time. You know, you buy all the stuff you need to buy, but then go out and enjoy yourself and celebrate fishing, hunting, and outdoor recreation. That's our thing. Celebrate the passion. That's our slogan. And we want you to come out and
and help us celebrate the passion.
Oh, that's fantastic. We will, Bart. We'll all be there.
Can't wait,
Bart. Seeing you all in the Let's Talk Hookup booth. Also next Saturday and Sunday, live at the Hyatt Regency Long Beach, which is attached to the convention center. You can come to the show, then grab a great breakfast, and then walk into the show there and enjoy the day Saturday and Sunday for us. And next Saturday, in the lobby of the Hyatt Regency, right there at the bottom of the escalator. You can't miss it. You'll hear it as soon as you walk in the front lobby there. We're going to have Director Bonham from DFW. We're going to have Sandro. We're going to have Seth Bone, Bart Hall. Always lots of fun and lots of special guests. And then next Sunday, Josh from Mammoth Lakes. And we'll have Jeff from Katmai Lodge. And, oh, my gosh.
So many
different people. Thanks a lot for listening. Thanks to Adam and Ryan. And we'll see you this Wednesday at the show and next Saturday and Sunday right back here on the Mighty 1090.